listening to the Steve Cochran Show on the Big 89 WLS.
All right, 7:06. Got a bunch of texters chiming in at 312-591-8900. Want to get to that. Previously scheduled at this time, the guest is Jim Urin from Phase 3. Urin. I want to make sure I get this right. U-R-E-N, Phase 3 Advisory Services. And there's a topic here. There's a couple of things that Tom and I discussed over the weekend that I think it's important we get to. One involves the government clawing back benefits they gave you while you were taking care of your sick mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it potentially costing you huge in whatever estate was settled, if not a home. And I have a friend of mine that's been going through this for a long time. So she can tell her story because she's got an amateur lawyer's education in this incredibly unfair law. And I've talked to people in Congress about it, and they said absolutely the wrong law, absolutely unfair, and absolutely will not be discussed by this Congress. Not because they're Democrat or Republican, but because all the other stuff that makes news comes first. And this will affect thousands and thousands of people as the population gets older, and you have to take care of your mom and dad into their 80s and 90s or even into their hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that. But first, what about selling a spouse's business after they die? What about handling end-of-life financial affairs? What about that? We like to talk about money on a Monday. And let me start, Jim, with how do I pronounce your last name?
It's Urin, U-R-E-N.
I apologize. As you know, a mispronunciation on the radio can sound rather dramatic. I thought it might be Urin, and I owe you one. All right, and I'm sure I'm not the first. Jim Urin, let's talk about first, your spouse passes, you've got a business. What do you recommend? What do you do?
Yeah, well, the first thing you got to do, Steve, is really assess what's going on in terms of, is this even a business that you could take over? So maybe your spouse was a doctor and you're not. So that's not an option, obviously, for you to do. But that's the first thing. But one of the next things you need to do is figure out, was there any documents in place, like a buy-sell agreement? And that would mean that you already got a buyer in place, ready to go, and it's a smooth transition. And if not, your next step is really to get a hold of a business broker and to figure out, is there any value to this business that you can sell?
And Jim, what if you're taking care of a parent and you need to figure out what's happening after they're gone, is it important to put their home in a land trust or set up a living will? I went through this, my mom was ill and we had to set something up so that when she passed, we knew where everything was going.
Yes, absolutely. It's a good question. It's really important to have a trust set up. And so, this will be a living trust where your parent could put that home and all their other assets in the trust so that after they're gone, the process of solving that probate issue is going to be much smoother. It's really a big gift to the kids, but also provides a lot of value when living if you become incapacitated and perhaps can't take care of some things yourself.
So how big a deal is that to do that? Because, Jim, you know this better than the rest of us, people glaze over when it comes to financial stuff. It's a difficult conversation to have with people you love about getting their final affairs in order, whether they're sick or not. And the right time to do it is when you're healthy.
When you're not sick, yeah.
So what do you recommend?
Absolutely. You got it right. I like to actually encourage folks to do it early because there's some of the big psychological problems sometimes when you're older, you don't want to face some of these things. But it's important to do that as early as you can so that these things are in place. Because to not have them in place creates a really undue burden on your loved ones in the time where they're already in a very difficult spot. We work with a lot of people who are widowed, whether they're men or women, and I can tell you that is a difficult process to go through. And when those documents and everything is all in place, it makes life so much easier in an already difficult time.
So then would you do that as a married couple? Because you just mentioned when you're widowed, would you set up that trust as a married couple and then it would just, after maybe one of the spouse dies, it would just go into the person's name and then that would then be there for the family? Or does the second person start it after maybe they are a widower?
Well, it's usually best to do that when you are still married. So whether you're married or single, it's a good idea to get this in place because one, the cost of doing so is only going to go up each year. It's usually a one and done thing. But the other thing is you want to make sure that's in place, because none of us know when we're done here. And so by having that in place, that can save a lot of headache, and also a lot of financial expenses and a lot of public scrutiny for anyone who's a little wealthier. That probate process, which is just the process one goes through if there's nothing in place, is a public process. And so everyone and their uncle can see how much money was left to the kids, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of benefits of getting all those documents in place, whether you're single, married, older, or younger.
There a check? I mean, you can Google this up and I'm sure find it, but is there a checklist that you'd recommend of here are the things you need to get together? And should, you know, do you guys do something like that?
Yeah, so we've got checklists on putting to place those living wills. If you hop on our website at phase3advisory.com, you can contact us and we can send you whatever it is that you're looking for. But yeah, you can Google that. There's a lot of good checklists out there.
And phase three, is that the number three?
Yep, phase three, the number three.
Phase3advisoryservices.com.
Phase3advisory.com.
Advisory, sorry. Phase3advisory.com. Okay. And what is the most important of those things to do first, a will?
Generally, you want to get a will first, particularly if you still have young children at home. That's your biggest priority. We still have young kids at home, and if something were to happen to us, our assets are secondary. It's really who will take care of our children and make sure they're well provided for while they're still minors. So if that is your situation, I would run and not walk to get that will taken care of right away.
How do you feel about the online stuff, the do-it-yourself legal documents and things? Is this too complicated for that?
I'm not a fan of it myself. I prefer to work with an attorney who knows what they're doing. Those documents may or may not hold up in court. I'm not an attorney myself, so I can't speak to their, how great they are. But the estate law changes semi-frequently. And so I feel much more comfortable working with someone who is on top of that. And even in today's world of digital assets and things, there's new laws passed even the last couple of years here that need certain language in those wills and other documents. And so you want to make sure that you are on top of that, and really working with a knowledgeable estate planning attorney is the way to go.
All right, give me something on the market this week. How are we going to do?
Well, this week it's a guess. In the long run, we'll do fine. But it does seem to be, obviously, that the market has come off the recent lows, and that's good. Recession is still a big question mark out there, and we are seeing signs that inflation is cooling down, though still high. And so we're still a lot of unknown territory right now, Steve. But in the long run, I think we're still optimistic. Still feel this is a great time if you've got money on the sidelines to start putting that to work.
You know, time horizon is a big thing. And since you work with folks that are older, a lot of people go, "Well, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm 65. I'm 70. I'm 75. Whatever." I need to make some of these losses of the spring of 2022 back, or need not to risk losing any more. What do you say to that?
Well, again, it depends on their time frame and how aggressive they want to get. So with the stock market down from what it was, there's certainly an expected return that's a little higher than it was before.
Better be.
And there are certain areas in the market we like value stocks, we think still have a very good outlook over the next 5 to 10 years that could potentially provide some excess return. It all depends on how much risk you're willing to take, but there's certainly some opportunities we see out there in the markets that we're getting excited about.
Website again is what?
Phase3advisory.com. That's the number three.
Appreciate you coming on. And that woman I mentioned going through this nightmare after losing her mom, we're going to get her on too to talk about that law.
It's important to talk about this stuff.
It is. Tons of texters that want to talk. We'll get to those coming up. 7:15, Nickel, update your traffic first. What's up?
The Kennedy.